partner of the Los Angeles Angels.
Angels baseball is less than 5 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing. Plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Trials to our first grade one futurity of the meet are set for Sunday, May 26th. It's trials night to the Ed Burke Million, led by impressive debut winner Norco, Wire Fraud, and Big Hurt, plus recent top winner Devil's Tower. California's top quarter horse juveniles will be in action on Ed Burke Trials Night. And our pick four pools continue to rise. The early pick four had a pool of over $213,000 on May 5th. And the late pick four pool was $191,000 on May 12th. Join us for live racing in the Vessels Club at Los Alamitos. Call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgart Sports Bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Missouri. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by World Class Racing at Spectacular Santa Anita, now through June 16th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By the Ragas and Sheets, get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragas and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Legacy Ranch, where stands the Red Hot Sire Clubhouse Ride and Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. By Endeavor Farm, owned by Mark Sakalakis in Versailles, Kentucky. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us on a very special weekend on the calendar, Memorial Day weekend. Hope you're having a great weekend with family, friends, and hopefully we all take some time this weekend to appreciate those who gave the ultimate sacrifice and have enabled us to live really in the greatest nation in the history of mankind. Great to have you with us as we continue to celebrate this great game of thoroughbred racing. We had some great California bred racing yesterday at Santa Anita. The Chosen Vron, you heard Ken Gernick from the CDBA last week preview this horse. He doesn't need really any advanced publicity. He just goes out and does it. He knocked down his 17th stakes win yesterday and taking the Thor's Echo under regular rider Hector Berrios for trainer Eric Krueljack. According to our morning line maker, John White, the Chosen Vron was able to get a 90 buyer speed figure. It was interesting in listening to FanDuel TV yesterday. Kurt Hoover pointed out he couldn't remember any cowbred type day. Now, yesterday we called it California Gold Rush Day, where you had back-to-back races with a couple of horses, really giants among the California breds, on the kind of rolls that the Chosen Vron and Kings River Knight were on going into yesterday's action. In the very next race, the $100,000 Crystal Water at a mile on turf, Kings River Knight, he got his fifth consecutive victory. What a job John Sadler has done with him. This horse has been given the time he's needed, and he has some kind of responded. Another big win. He got an 89 buyer, according to John White, and taking down the Crystal Water. Doug O'Neill, a big effort. Short prices yesterday for the most part. The Redham Homebred Stay and Scam got an 87 buyer. A really nice filly taking the Franz Valentine at 5 cents on the dollar under Mario Gutierrez. And then a little bit later on, we had Shady Tiger. I thought a very game performance for trainer Phil D'Amato, owner breeder Rusty Brown. And, Juan Hernandez aboard for his third win on the afternoon, third of what would end up being four. Shady Tiger holds off a late closing 2x4, a son of clubhouse ride, by a half length. I thought a really, really nice touch on the satellite feed. Peter Lurie was able to interview Rusty Brown, who was over the moon, as you can understand. He won a race earlier on the day in partnership, a non-stakes race, and then to win yesterday's $125,000 Snow Chief of the Homebred Shady Tiger. It doesn't get much better than that when you're in the game like Rusty Brown is and has been for these many years. But Peter Lurie had Rusty, and he had Annabelle Studi, widow of the legendary trainer Melvin F. Studi. Of course, he conditioned Snow Chief. I really got a big kick out of it because Annabelle, she often doesn't say too much, but she actually described the way Snow Chief used to run. And if you look at any of the old film, I used to say he kind of runs like an anteater with his head very low to the ground. And all he did was go out there and just beat you. He'd lay the body down. And, you know, we honor him every year with this race, the Snow Chief. And it was just a nice touch. I thought Peter did a great job with that interview with Rusty Brown and Annabelle Studi. These are the kind of things on these state bred days that really make them special. And then in the very next race, we had a Mr. and Mrs. Larry D. Williams homebred Grand Slam Smile. She's now 4-for-4 at Santa Anita. Steve Speck hauled her along, hauled her down from Golden Gate Fields along with two other horses. Grand Slam Smile off at even money, paid $4.20, one off by 4.5 lengths under Frank Alvarado, and she got a 76 buyer. Just a really, really nice three-year-old filly, a daughter of Tamarando. You know, it's just actually she's by Smiling Tiger. My apologies, out of a Grand Slam mare. And I talked to Steve Speck this morning. He had, you know, speculated this could be his last trip coming down to run horses at Santa Anita with Golden Gate now closing on June 9th. I talked to him this morning. I said, well, you can't retire now. He kind of laughed. He said, well, our next stop is the Fleet Treat. That's 7/8 against Cowbreds at Del Mar. I believe the first week of the meet, she should be plenty tough in there. So, by the way, Juan Hernandez with a win in the nightcap. An allowance at 6.5 coming out of the turf shoot on our Bucky Charm. A big price, really, on a short price day, $9.60, trained by Mike Pipey. Let's get back to Saratoga Springs and check in with the one and only Jonathan Haradun of the Rags and Cheats. Hey, John, first things first, a nice radio winner yesterday, Irish Waheen. With John Lindo and Bob Ike, you almost got 2-1, $5.80 to win with Ricky Gonzalez. And, boy, she made it look easy, John, in race 7.
Yeah, she keeps getting the opportunity to beat up on the same horse, and she gets to stay in that company, California rule, and it worked out well for them, and they've had success. And what a terrific day of racing, Mike. All the right horses won. Unfortunately, not much as far as prices are concerned.
Yeah.
But, when they give you a $2.60 double and a $3 pick three, you know, slim pickings, you sit back, you watch the performances, and you enjoy racing as a fan, not so much as a gambler.
Yeah, John, I mean, that's kind of the bad news, though, because, you know, it was a chalk fest, and it's no fault of the racing office. We're going to have the race secretary, Jason Egan, on in just a few minutes. I thought they've done a great job with these Memorial Weekend cards, John. Today's card, I mean, to me, outstanding. We finish up with a couple of stakes, the Grade 2 Santa Margarita, and the 10th and final today is the Grade 3 Daytona down the Hillside Turf. And then tomorrow, I know you've looked at it, John, 11 races, and we finish up races 9, 10, 11 with the Grade 1 Gamely, fillies and mares, mile and an eighth on the grass. Regrettably, the Hollywood Gold Cup is now Grade 2. That's at a mile and a quarter, race 10. And then on turf again with the Grade 1 Shoemaker Mile, a field of 11 in the 11th and final. That is going to be some kind of day tomorrow. Really looking forward to it.
It's amazing, Mike. Where have all these horses been? I mean, they have 11 races tomorrow, and I think 9 of them have 10 or more horses in it, just to give you an idea. I mean, you know, it's a bettor's dream, really. You get an opportunity like that, and they're tough races, they're good betting races.
Yeah.
You're not going to have a parade of chalk, I promise you. You're going to get some payoffs there, and it is the best card of the meet, in my opinion.
I totally agree with that, and we're firing the big guns tomorrow, no doubt about that. I mean, closing day is June 16th, but, boy, when you look at grade ones like the Gamely and the Shoemaker, and, again, as I said, regrettably, the Hollywood Gold Cup has been downgraded. That's just a sign of the times out here, John. But really,
all things considered, a terrific card. Same thing today. What about the two-year-old maiden races today, John? We've got three of them with a whole bunch of first-time starters going 4.5 furlongs. Looking forward to it. And the $1 coast-to-coast pick five. Folks, that'll kick off with Gulfstream's race 8, then Gulfstream 9. And then we come out here to Santa Anita, races 4, 6, and 8, the low takeout $1 coast-to-coast pick five. Hopefully we get some prices today.
And the payoffs have really been pretty good. I mean, you know, for the most part, that's really been a successful bet. And I don't know if they advertise it enough or if they get the word out enough, but it's a dollar play, and you can look at the payoffs. They all pay a lot more than the parlay does. So it's turned out to be really a good bet, and people are seem to like it.
Right. Hey, John, the Belmont is going to be here now in less than 2 weeks, a week from next Saturday, right in your backyard for the first time ever. Run at Saratoga, 1.25 miles, because Belmont's under construction. Looking forward to that. And a big jock change, Sierra Leone, Chad Brown, he's going to Flavion Pratt. Tough luck for Tyler Gaffleon. I mean, you just got to grin and bear it. Brown's got a ton of horses over there. But, it's just part of the game, I guess you could say. But the Belmont shaping up as one great race, John.
It really is, Mike. You're going to have Fierceness, Sierra Leone, Anna Marie,
Muth.
Mystic Dan. Lucas is coming back with his horse, and it's really going to be a great betting race. It's going to be the best race out of all the Triple Crown races, I think. And you're right, too bad for Tyler Gaffleon. I don't think he should have been taken off.
No.
Listen, he did nothing wrong. You know, it's a miracle he was able to get second, to tell you the truth. But when you have the best jock in the world sitting in the jock's room,
yeah,
you know, you pay the bills. You get to make the choices you want. Personally, I would have never done it. But, again, you can't leave the best rider in the game sitting in the room. And Brown took advantage of it. They've had a lot of success together recently over the last couple of years. And slowly but surely, Flavian Pratt is the number one rider for Chad Brown.
John, I don't know about you, but I think, you know, it's without a Triple Crown on the line, I think this is the most exciting Belmont I can remember in recent years. Usually it's like, I don't know, okay, we got some new shooters, all right. This one, I think everybody knows who everybody is. You got a ton of horses in good form. I love it.
I do, too, and I think the fact that it's 1.25 miles really attracted more horses. Not everybody wants to go 1.5 miles.
Agreed.
Because when are you ever going to run another 1.5 mile race for the most part? You only run it on Belmont Stakes Day. After that, they probably never run it again. Most of the horses
Correct.
Are running it. But this year, so it's at 1.25 miles. It's at Saratoga. The town is absolutely hopping, Mike. It's totally insane here. The restaurants, you have no shot of getting into any restaurant here during that week. And they went a little crazy. They're not taking cash. You want to get into the track. You want to buy a program. You want to pay for parking. You want to pay for admission. No cash. No more cash. The only place you use cash at Saratoga is to bet horses, which I think is crazy. You know, you win a race. You want to go buy a round of drinks for people. No cash. You got to put a credit card. People aren't happy about it, but
no.
I guess that's the new way, and they're doing that at a lot of sporting events from what I understand these days. But now it's come to the racetrack, and really people aren't too happy about it. But you're not going to make everybody happy, that's for sure.
John, I first ran into it at a high school football game 2 years ago. Seriously. Citrus College.
I
walked down there. It's about 1 mile from where I live. And, you know, I like to support the, you know, if it's 15, it's 12, I don't care. I want to buy a program, and I love watching high school football because TV doesn't ruin it with all the protracted timeouts. You know, they go, well, you got to scan this. I said, scan what? You got to scan? I said, no, I don't. I'm out. So, I'm not doing that because the deal is then they sell your information, but I don't like it, John. And I know I'm a dinosaur, but at a racetrack, I'm sorry, buddy. Cash is king, and then to me, it's always going to be. I just don't like that. But by the way, I did contact the athletic director on the next Monday, and he left me on the pass list the next home game, but which wasn't my objective. I wanted to pay. Anyway, John, I digress.
Talk about pass list, Mike. If you're an owner, and unless you have a horse running on any of those days, they do not let you in the track with your owner's license or owner's badge. That's another thing. People,
no,
they're really pissing people
really?
Off. Yeah. Could you imagine?
Is that just for Belmont Day?
No, it's the whole 4 days that they're here, from what I understand. It's insane. People put millions of dollars into this game, and they're not going to let you into the track, really?
John, wow. That's going to create some lines, too, you know?
Yeah. What do you mean? How do you think people are going to pay for parking with a credit card? You can imagine how long the lines are going to be.
Yeah.
Impossible.
How about this? I've been silent on that horse for a year and a half. Get your ass out of the way. I'm going in, you know? Can't you see it?
For sure. Yeah. You know, people aren't going to play. That's the bad news. But hopefully the weather will. The key is the weather, Mike. You know, it's rained here for the last 2 months, really, every other day. But hopefully the rain will be out of here by then, because if it rains on those 4 days, they're doomed. They have about 6 or 7 grass races scheduled for each of the days. So hopefully the weather cooperates.
John, let's get down to the Big A, Belmont at Aqueduct. What's the weather like down there today, and who do you like for radio?
Well, it's overcast, but the sun is trying to break through, and hopefully it's about to. It should be okay for today. Tomorrow, I'm not so sure. Tomorrow they have a special day of racing also at Aqueduct, so a lot of tracks are running tomorrow that are usually closed. Anyway, for radio today, Mike, let's look at the eighth race. It's a mile on the main track. And I like the number 3 horse in here, Colloquy. This is a 5-year-old gelding, claimed last time out by trainer Rob Atchus, who's 4-for-10 at the meet. This horse was claimed out of his last 3 races. He's in the best racing shape of his career. He's listed at 8-to-1 on the morning line, full field of 9. Dylan Davis rides number 3, Colloquy, wins today's 8th race out at Belmont at the Big A.
Belmont at the Big A, 8th race, number 3, Colloquy. And I'm trying to find post time for race 8. Here it is. It'll be 4:42 Eastern. John, tell us about the website, jonhardoon.com.
Blue Best Place, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Churchill, Aqueduct, and Santa Anita selections.
And, John, can't wait to get you back toward the end of the show, back half of hour 2, to talk about today's really outstanding 10-race card at Santa Anita. Take care.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All righty. Let's get up to the racing office right now and say hello to a really hard-working guy in this game, graduate of the University of Arizona School, native of the Seattle area, grew up going to the races at the old Long Acres as a wee lad, and doing a great job as our director of racing and racing secretary, Jason Egan. Hey, Jason, been a long time. Good morning. Congrats on a super Memorial Day weekend as far as the entries go.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you. Yeah, it's always pleasant to see everybody show up for a big weekend, especially the Monday card, which I think might be, you know, if it's not the best card of the meet, certainly top 2 or 3.
I'd put it on top, really, Jason. I mean, we just talked about it, Jonathan Harduna and myself. 11 races, and, man, you talk about a crescendo. The 9th, as I noted, the Grade 1 Gamely, Phillies and Mares on the grass. The Hollywood Gold Cup, now a Grade 2, I hate to say that, course at a mile and a quarter, and then back to the grass with the Grade 1 Shoemaker Mile, the 11th and final, a tremendous competitive 11-horse field there. I mean, this is what people want, as you know, Jason.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, it's the minus maybe Exalted. It's probably the top group of California turf horses that we have in training right now.
Indeed.
Wide open.
Jason, let's face it. I mean, you've had a lot to deal with. We've got, you know, things in place that were never in place 10 years ago and so on. And it makes everybody's job a little harder. Of course, the objective is to stay safe, and we're doing that, knock wood, which is job one, Jason. But that said, it ain't easy. The economics of the game, I don't think they've ever been tougher for the stakeholders and so on and so forth. I've got something here in my hand. It's called the Del Mar 2024 Condition Book. This has been out for a while, and we always have this to deal with people waiting to run down at Del Mar, the boutique meet, with the higher purses and everything else. I think you got to be proud, though, of the way things came together this weekend. But talk about what you're dealing with coming into this weekend, and then the rest of the way. I know you want to try and finish strong. going into June 16th?
Sure. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, we're very pleased with the participation this weekend. You know, it's always good to cap the weekend with those three big stakes, as you noted. Obviously, kind of got started yesterday with a little bit of star power with Chosen Braun putting on a show again. You know, although I wish he was running in the Triple Bend a week later, would have made the Calbred race a little bit more interesting. But
yeah,
you know, it's always good to have your stars show up. We are, you know, as I said, thrilled with the participation level this weekend. It does become a challenge this time of the year, you know, especially with the economic factors that you mentioned and our purse levels compared to what Del Mar is able to offer. You know, one of the factors that we may have working for us is, you know, our meet ends June 16th and Del Mar doesn't start till July 20th, you know, and then if you've got a turf horse, that's a long time to be sitting on them.
That's,
you know,
true.
If your race doesn't show up
good
early
point.
In the Del Mar book, you got some time to sit on one if you don't want to participate here by the end of the meet. But, you know, by and large, I think people are trying to run here. I can't knock, you know, too many of our guys that seem to want to support us. They're trying to get in races. I mean, we've had extras on the overnight for several days now with people wanting to run in races that we just haven't been able to get to because, you know, the rest of the races we've been offering have been selling so well.
Yeah.
I can't complain about that. But do we have obstacles? Absolutely.
Yeah, you know.
We work our best to get around them and get over them.
I know. You know, in addition to the turf discrepancy, or pardon me, the purse discrepancies with the Del Mar meet on the horizon now, for everybody in the game, I don't care where you're racing, the costs, Jason, as you know. And we've got inflation with the overall economy, but here in the horse industry, the costs, I mean, they're tough. And everybody's trying to get through it, but it's not an easy thing, especially for a guy in your position filling races. I want to talk about the two-year-olds. You got to be gratified with the way these maiden races filled for today. Three of them at 4.5 and a ton of first-time starters, Jason Egan.
Yeah, no, I kind of had a joke. You know, the Calbred two-year-old fillies that we ended up splitting into two divisions was actually offered for Saturday as a sub-race, and, you know, the book actually filled, so we didn't get using it. But, I mean, we had 17 entries at that point, and, you know, I kind of joked with some people that I might be the only racing secretary in Santa Anita history, or at least in recent history, that didn't use a dirt race with 17 entries. you know, part of that is we could, at 4.5 furlongs, we can only run 8 with some of the safety agreements we have with the riders.
Yeah.
So it's a situation that we were able to split it on Sunday and get as many of those horses that wanted to enter, you know, an opportunity to run. Absolutely, you know, I mean, the first round of two-year-olds almost a month ago wasn't as nearly as strong, but we're always happy, you know, when we get good participation from especially the Calbred. They seem to turn out well early in the year with the two-year-olds.
Yeah. Hey Jason, we don't have much time, but I want to revisit the Chosen Braun situation. Everybody loves seeing a marquee horse, but everybody knows that he's running yesterday in the Thor's Echo. So that's the cooler. That throws the ice water on the entry box. One good thing, Big City Lights scratched out of there, a son of the recently deceased Mr. Big, but he's going to run now in the Grade 2 Triple Bend, as Mandela said. There couldn't be anybody tougher than the Chosen Braun in there, and it's for twice the money. So at least you're picking him up next weekend. But, I mean, it's a double-edged sword when you have a horse of the magnitude of the Chosen Braun in this day and age. It really is.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, it's a situation that if that horse doesn't run in that race, we probably end up with 7 or 8 instead of, you know, 5 and running with 4. You know, and for us selfishly, you know, it's obviously more beneficial to have a Grade 1 winner running in an open graded stake, you know, to reinforce the value and protect the grade of the stake. Mm-hmm. Does a lot more for us than him running against Calbreds. I don't want to try to manage Eric's horse for him. He's done a fantastic job, you know, doing what he's doing. He's picked a lot of the right spots to run that horse, you know, and it's obviously played out well for him, you know, selfishly on our end. it would have been better for him to be in the graded race. But well, you know, maybe it opens up an opportunity for somebody else, like a Big City Lights or you know, some of the other sprinters that we got hopefully running next weekend.
And you know what he's thinking, he being Eric Kruljack, he's got a California-bred gelding. His horse is on a checkerboard right now. And the two big objectives from here are the Grade 1 Bing Crosby, where he's going to be defending his title, and then that Breeders' Cup sprint where he ran huge here, as you know, last November. They really believe they can win it, and I do too. So I think they're thinking, hey, let's just get a base on balls in him now. That was the thinking with the Thor's Echo. So, you know, in managing the situation, boy, you look at those numbers and you just say scoreboard. You can't second-guess anything they've done. He's a pleasure to behold. Listen, you mentioned grass, the traditional closing day feature. I'm looking at it here in the condition book. That's the San Juan Capistrano at about a mile and three quarters down the hillside turf, Sunday, June 16th. We've also got the Cinema for three-year-olds at a mile and one-eighth on grass. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, Jason, but there was a pretty good horse around here named Best Pal. He was trained originally by Ian Jory, and I remember being out on the track. He got beat in the Cinema at Hollywood Park. The next morning, the horse was transferred to Gary Jones, and the rest is history. He'd go on to win the $1 million Pacific Classic and much more, but that's been a really nice race over the years. I know you're hoping to finish strong, and on the penultimate day, Saturday the 15th, you've got Fillies and Mares in the Possibly Perfect at a mile and a quarter on turf. So we do have a lot to look forward to.
Absolutely. You know, and even before that, you know, the weekend prior, Belmont Day, you got the Summertime Oaks, which is a grade two for three-year-old fillies going long on the dirt, which usually draws a decent field, talent-wise anyway, you know, and the Affirmed the following day. So we've got a lot to still to come in the last three weekends of the meet.
And then late in the day, Sunday, June 16th, it's cocktails. Jason, thank you so much for your time, and wish you all the best. Hoping to finish strong here at this Hollywood at Santa Anita meet.
Thanks for the time, Mike. Always good to talk.
You bet. Jason Egan, Santa Anita Racing Secretary. We're going to take quick time out. Coming back very strong with John Lindo. And then we've got Orlando Gutierrez. They got a whole bunch of Ed Burke Futurity trials tonight at Los Alamitos. Millie Ball, Toby Terrell up toward the top of the hour. The voice of Santa Anita, Frank Miramati, going to be joining us around about 9:05. This is Thoroughbred Los Angeles.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615. Or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
Fans, Memorial Day weekend is in full flight. Today's feature race is the $200,000 Santa Margarita Stakes. And tomorrow, we will have three big graded stakes races. The Hollywood Gold Cup, the Grade 1 Gamely Stakes, and the Grade 1 Shoemaker Mile. So many great events lined up, too. Today, we have the California Beer Festival and the fan favorite Corgi Nationals. Today and tomorrow, we will have our Smorgasbord Barbecue Invitational and our Memorial Weekend Carnival in the infield. Monday is a dollar day with dollar beers and sodas and $2 hot dogs. Plus, on Monday, we will have our annual poker charity tournament benefiting Folds of Honor, where you can play poker right alongside jockeys, trainers, and other racing celebrities. It's just a $300 entry fee, and 100% of that goes directly to the charity. You can get all the information on santanita.com or give me a call, George Ortuzar, in our marketing department. The top jockeys, the top trainers, world-class racing, and a great Memorial Day weekend are right here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. school card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. My thanks to Jake Rich making things happen here at the Big A Angel Stadium. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's get down to Carlsbad. Say hello to John Lindo. Hi, John. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Good. First things first, I want to talk about Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch. You and Bob Ike mentioned on air yesterday morning, in addition to the sire of sires here in California, Clubhouse Ride, along with Straight Fire, they have announced that they're going to be standing Forbidden Kingdom. Now, this is a Grade 2 stakes winner here in Southern California at Legacy Ranch for 2025. John, I would just recommend to people, if you're thinking about Forbidden Kingdom for next year, dial up the 2022 San Felipe at Santa Anita. And if you want to see something that'll take your breath away, that was Forbidden Kingdom that day. I mean, he was looking like an A-list three-year-old. And I tell you what, I think he's a great addition to the California Stallion ranks. He's by 2015 Triple Crown winner American Pharoah out of a graded stakes-winning five-star day mare. That's Forbidden Kingdom at Legacy Ranch in Clements, California. Let them take you from the breeding shed to the winner's circle. Call farm manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4989. And, John, they're leaving the window open. Maybe Forbidden Kingdom will be back to the races before he goes to stud?
Exactly, yeah. You know, Richard Mandela had him before he was sold at the digital sale for Phasing Tipton. I'm assuming Richard will get the horse back. And, you know, there's some time between now and breeding season next year, so they get him back for the fall. And he's got one thing that California breeders are going to love. He's got speed. That horse is fast.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think he'll fit the California breeding program really well and be a nice addition. And we, you know, always looking for another additional stallion. And you know, he's got some big shoes to fill with Mr. Big passing away this year. But Legacy Ranch stepping up, trying to help the California breeding industry.
Got a big-time pedigree, no question about it. And John, I also want to mention the South Point, where the Lindo Report is available free of charge if you get in there. It's the best place to go racing in Las Vegas. I say that unequivocally. Steve Johnson texted me overnight. He said, we're having a great Memorial Day weekend. Let everybody know if they come up and they want to stay up late. We're now taking Australian racing on Fridays and Saturdays. That toll-free number to call Steve Johnson in the race book at the South Point, 866-780-RACE. John, the California bred front and center yesterday at the great race place.
How about the Chosen Bronze? I mean, yeah, it was not a betting race, but if you're a fan of racing like you and I are, you want to see good horses run, and that's what we got to see in a very subtle, good ride by Hector Berrios. He was down on the rail, made the Sawas D come out running from post two, just kind of eased back off him, went around him, he's out in the clear, and then the game is over from there. So terrific there, and I'm really proud to see the Northern California connections. How about your friend Steve Speck and Grand Slam Smile? These are the breeders, Mr. and Mrs. Larry D. Williams.
Yeah.
They've been staunch supporters of Northern California racing for so many years. They stuck to the roots, even in these chaotic times, and every time they bring this filly down, she comes down to Santa Anita and wins, and I'm glad to see we'll see her at Del Mar, and just a really neat filly, and for connections that I have a lot of respect for.
Yeah, Larry and Marianne Williams, big people in the California thoroughbred industry, and this is another one of their homebreds, Grand Slam Smile. Frank Alvarado said to Kurt Hoover after the race, Kurt asked him, looks like maybe this is the best filly you've ever ridden, and he pretty much agreed with that. I think she's got big-time graded stakes in her future, John.
Well, I tell you what, he rides her like with a lot of confidence. You see him out there, he's got a stranglehold. He doesn't care who's around her. He knows she's going to fight. And I really think when they cut her back to 7 furlongs of the Fleet Tree, she might be better.
That looks like pretty good spot, doesn't it?
I wish I had the call.
Yeah, she went off by 4.5 lengths yesterday at even money. Hey, it was a very formful day, a chalk fest, if you will, but really enjoyed the racing. I don't know if you heard me mention that Peter Lurie had Rusty Brown and Annabelle Studi in the winner's circle after the Snow Chief. I really enjoyed it. I really did, John.
Great to honor Annabelle Studi, and Rusty's been around this game a long time, and he's on a roll right now with Shady Tiger, and this is the horse. He won by a half length yesterday in the Snow Chief.
He is game.
He doesn't want to draw from horses, but he's not going to let you buy either. He's just kind of teasing that field down the lane, and it seemed like every time he needed a little bit more, Juan Hernandez got it out of him. Won by a half length, going from 6.5 furlongs to 1 1/8. He's won on dirt and turf. He's one of those kind of cowbreds that's going to do everything. That's a pretty handy horse to have in the barn.
No question about it. A little bit earlier, I mentioned Doug O'Neill posing for pictures with Stay and Scam. Odds on, formful result. Look at her form, John. I mean, she's just so consistent. And again, these are big, big-time supporters of the game here in California. Paul Redham and his wife Zilla, and of course, along with Doug, regular rider Mario Gutierrez. She got a solid 87 buyer, John.
She did, and the question was, would she get the mile, because she's been run down a couple of times going two turns, and I thought Mario Gutierrez did a good job of kind of getting her off the bit as much as possible early, and he needed to because she was getting a little bit late in deep stretch, but she got the money there, and I think eventually, again, she'll probably be best around one turn, but against Calbridge, she can get that distance, and there's a lot of ones by her name. I like those kind of fillies.
All that said, who's the Calbred of the week, John?
I got to go with Grand Slam Smile. I was so impressed, coming down from Northern California. She's 5 for 7 now. She's won again, dirt, turf, short, long, does it all. So congratulations to the Williams and Steve Speck. This is a filly by Smiling Tiger out of the Grand Slam, Mare Royal Grand Slam. Again, bred by the owners. So they're getting all the rewards for this cowbred, and we'll see her again at Del Mar.
She was a handful to saddle. And then in the winner's circle, I'm watching on TV these days, it looked like Speck might have got kicked. He was hugging Frank Alvarado, and he told me this morning, he said, no, she was standing on my foot. He said, he was yelling at the kid, hey, Get her moving. You know
what I mean? Well, when you win a $100,000 race, it's okay.
You can take that. Yeah. Anyway, he's on his way back up to Golden Gate now with three horses in the trailer behind him. He's a stone throwback. He's a great friend. I'm glad you made Grand Slam Smile the Cowbred of the Week. A real quick mention about the Northern California Yearling Sale. That's coming up, and I want to let everybody know, contact Loretta Vega. The date on that, is that July or June, John?
The sale itself is August 13th, okay. Tuesday, August 13th up at Pleasanton. And the entries, if you want to nominate your yearling to the sale, that is due this coming Friday, May the 31st. So you want to get nominated before the end of the day, Friday, at the CTBA offices. I've got the number for Loretta. That's 626-445-7800, extension 227. Talk to Loretta. She's terrific. She'll get you all set up for that sale.
Yeah, or you can catch her via email at loretta@cdba.com. John, short on time. Who's your best bet today?
So the eighth race is Santa Anita. In the eighth race, number 10, Willa T. I like the way she finishes by trouble coming off the layoff last time. That was a mile and eighth. She cuts back to a mile today. Outside post, I don't think it's going to be a big deal. She's going to drop out and make one run anyway. She's fit, and 6-1 on the morning line. She'll fire. Number 10, Willa T. Race number 8, Santa Anita.
Second start off the bench for Tim Yachteen, Diego Herrera, back aboard today. John, thanks so much. Looking forward to you and Bob Ike. 9 to 10 on Saturday morning with yet another edition of Thoroughbred LA. Thank you.
You got it. Good luck today.
All right, let's get down. Catella, say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. Orlando, thanks for being patient. A little late getting to you. You have got one big night tonight. 12 Ed Burke Futurity, Million Futurity trials. You get underway at 6:30. You got a $10,000 stipend in that traditional $2 pick six. That's going to be races 7 through 12. You got some really nice horses in the trials tonight.
Thank you so much, Mike. Always, always a pleasure. And I think I say this every single time that we have these big nights of trials. Favorite night of the year for me, because you just see from top to bottom all these quality runners, especially the Ed Burke this year. We've been just anticipating so many of these really impressive first-time out winners, and I can't wait to see how they return. See who really rises to the top. Second out, horses like Norco in race number 4 for Dr. Ed Allred. He was just sensational. First time out, won by over 2 lengths. Can he do it again? If he does it again, we're going to be talking about him as the fastest qualifier. Race number 5, Wire Fraud, another very impressive winner for trainer Lindolfo Diaz, who does a sensational job with his runners. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing him in race number 5. But also, we have 7 horses that qualify to the Kindergarten Futurity back in these trials. So they're sprinkled throughout some nice runners with already great stakes experience. In race number 7, My Bud, who ran 2nd in the Kindergarten Futurity, he's 3-5 on Ed Bergar's morning line. So he's one of the horses to beat, without a doubt. And if I could just go down the list and just a few stats, 98 runners in these trials, 24 have already won. 62 have finished 3rd or better, so the quality is definitely there, Mike, for what should be a tremendous night of racing. Our pick 4, early pick 4, that starts in at 6:30 p.m. in the opening race. We've been having some huge pools in the early pick 4. Last night was $199,000 into that pick 4. So can't wait to look at these trials, enjoy these trials. We invite everybody to come out to the track and just watch quarter horse racing at its best.
If you want to see a very, very promising juvenile, Orlando mentioned Norco. 4th race tonight. This horse, first time out, was off at 2-5 and won off by 2.25 lengths. 2nd start tonight, even money on Ed Burgard's morning line. Post time for race 4. This is a horse to watch. 7:41 tonight. Norco, number 4 in race 4. How about a best bet for radio tonight?
Definitely, Mike. I'll go to race number 8. This is kind of an interesting race for me. The big favorite in this one is Play Misty, ran 3rd in the Kindergarten Futurity. She was purchased for $25,000 by Dr. James Streelman. The other two horses that look really, really tough in here, Apolitical Maverick, he was purchased for $450,000. Charlina's Cowgirl was purchased for $370,000. So let's see if the modestly priced Philly Play Misty can hold off these two big price runners.
I like number Apolitical Maverick in this race, race number 7. Full brother to Apolitical Pence, the two-time champion of champions winner. He is in race 7. Excuse me.
Race 8.
Number 8. He is number 7 in this one. 7-2 morning line. And the other one is in race number 9, Sassy Bridges. Eddie Willis has had a tremendous, tremendous season already here at Los Alamitos with his juveniles. I'm going to go in this one with number 5, Sassy Bridges, in race number 9, 9-2 on the morning line. But all in all, just a tremendous night of racing here at Los Alamitos. And, again, hope the fans can come out and either enjoy it or watch us through FanDuel TV.
Well done, Orlando. Get some sleep. You'll need it for tonight. They get underway at 6:30, 12 of them, trials to the Ed Burke Million Futurity. Thanks so much, Orlando Gutierrez.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Going to step aside quickly. Coming back with XBTV's Millie Ball up at Santa Anita, along with Toby Terrell of Winner's Card. This is Thoroughbred Los Angeles.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Fans, Memorial Day weekend is in full flight. Today's feature race is the $200,000 Santa Margarita Stakes. And tomorrow, we will have three big graded stakes races. The Hollywood Gold Cup, the Grade 1 Gamely Stakes, and the Grade 1 Shoemaker Mile. So many great events lined up, too. Today, we have the California Beer Festival and the fan favorite Corgi Nationals. Today and tomorrow, we will have our Smorgasbord Barbecue Invitational and our Memorial Weekend Carnival in the infield. Monday is a dollar day with dollar beers and sodas and $2 hot dogs. Plus, on Monday, we will have our annual poker charity tournament benefiting Folds of Honor, where you can play poker right alongside jockeys, trainers, and other racing celebrities. It's just a $300 entry fee, and 100% of that goes directly to the charity. You can get all the information on santanita.com or give me a call, George Ortuzar, in our marketing department. The top jockeys, the top trainers, world-class racing, and a great Memorial Day weekend are right here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing. Plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Trials to our first grade one futurity of the meet are set for Sunday, May 26th. It's trials night to the Ed Burke Million, led by impressive debut winner Norco, Wire Fraud, and Big Hurt, plus recent top winner Devil's Tower. California's top quarter horse juveniles will be in action on Ed Burke Trials Night, and our pick four pools continue to rise. The early pick four had a pool of over $213,000 on May 5th. And the late pick four pool was $191,000 on May 12th. Join us for live racing in the Vessels Club at Los Alamitos. Call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgart Sports Bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back. Final segment, hour one, Thurman LA. Let's get up to Santa Anita. Say hello to Millie Ball on behalf of XBTV. Hi, Millie. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. Are you out on a pony?
No, I'm actually, I just got off the pony.
Oh, okay.
Car and I'm heading home to Sharon Shane.
Okay, but you're all right. You're still with us.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, I'm good.
You sent me a text of Darren Manor back to defend her title in today's Grade 2 Santa Margarita. Bob Baffert after his fourth win in the race. Looks like a free square in the exotics. I wanted to ask you about your husband Tim's horses, if I can, real quick. In the sixth race, Request, she got the best speed figure buyer last time she's ever gotten. I thought a solid third. She got an 89 buyer. She was beaten ahead by Dandy Man Shines. Dandy Man Shines is 5-2, and Request is 8-1. I just kind of want to ask you about tactics with Armando Ayuso riding back today.
Well, I think that he's a horse, in my opinion, Mike, that the closer he is to the speed, the better.
Okay.
I think his close efforts have been the ones where he's closer to the pace. And I think he runs best like that, having the horses behind him. He is third time gelding, and it is making a difference with him, for his training in the morning. He's a horse that tends to get a little bit hot, so he's definitely getting better with that. And then our other filly, who runs later on.
Willa T.
Today, Willa T. She is training super. I mean, she really is training super. The only thing that I'm concerned about is her post position. There's quite a lot of speed in there, and she's hung out wide, So it's going to be, for her, it's all a matter of trip. But she is progressed into last race. She couldn't be training any better.
Nice. Second time off the bench.
I'm excited about her training.
Yeah, and she's 6-1. Real quick, who's your best bet for radio, Millie?
I went to First Piece because Leonard Powell told me that Air Force Red is going to be coming out and running in the Shoemaker Mile instead. So scratch out number 3, Air Force Red. And that left me with First Piece because I was going back and forth between those two. The number 4 First Piece in race number 10, the Daytona Stakes, was Mike Smith up.
Coming down the hill, Mike Smith for Mark Glatt, First Piece. Thanks so much, Millie. Really appreciate it. Good luck today.
Thank you very much, Mike.
All right, Millie Ball from XBTV, and you can catch her on the simulcast signal as well. Toby Terrell of Winner's Card. That's going to be the best $5 you spend going to the races. Toby, we're up against the clock. Who is it for radio today?
Real simple, Mike. Race two, number two. This is our first of three baby races. Thirsty mama here for Steve Miotti. Hopefully two wins for him in the same weekend.
One of many by Stay Thirsty juveniles in today. Toby Terrell says it's the second race, number two, Thirsty Mama. If you can't make it on track, you can get winner's card, the yellow sheet by Toby Terrell, online at casetherace.com. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, Toby. Folks, stay with us. The voice of Santa Anita, Frank Miramonte, next up. We've got a big announcement to make. A lot of shows straight ahead. Don't go away.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family-owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24-7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater L.A. area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Fans, Memorial Day weekend is in full flight. Today's feature race is the $200,000 Santa Margarita Stakes, and tomorrow we will have three big graded stakes races, the Hollywood Gold Cup, the Grade 1 Gamely Stakes, and the Grade 1 Shoemaker Mile. So many great events lined up, too. Today we have the California Beer Festival and the fan favorite Corgi Nationals. Today and tomorrow we will have our Smorgasbord Barbecue Invitational and our Memorial Weekend Carnival in the infield. Monday is a dollar day with dollar beers and sodas and $2 hot dogs. Plus, on Monday we will have our annual poker charity tournament benefiting Folds of Honor, where you can play poker right alongside jockeys, trainers, and other racing celebrities. It's just a $300 entry fee, and 100% of that goes directly to the charity. You can get all the information on santanita.com or give me a call, George Ortuzar, in our marketing department. The top jockeys, the top trainers, world-class racing, and a great Memorial Day weekend are right here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Rags and Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's The Rags and Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing. Plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Trials to our first grade one futurity of the meet are set for Sunday, May 26th. It's trials night to the Ed Burke Million, led by impressive debut winner Norco, Wire Fraud, and Big Hurt, plus recent top winner Devil's Towel. California's top quarter horse juveniles will be in action on Ed Burke Trials Night. And our pick four pools continue to rise. The early pick four had a pool of over $213,000 on May 5th. And the late pick four pool was $191,000 on May 12th. Join us for live racing in the Vessels Club at Los Alamitos. Call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgart Sports Bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on to Del Mar. Everybody's going to have a smile on their face, because somebody's going to win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, right, down at Old Del Mar.
The Del Mar Ship and Win program is back. Out-of-state horses that come to Del Mar receive a travel stipend and purse bonuses for every start at Del Mar. For details, go to DMTC.com or contact David Jerkins at the Del Mar Racing Office, 858-792-4230. Owners and trainers, maximize your earning potential at Del Mar. Ship and win.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf,
all right now,
down at Old Del Mar.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising
Three has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by World Class Racing at Spectacular Santa Anita, now through June 16th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By the Ragazin Sheets, get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Legacy Ranch, where stands the Red Hot Sire, Clubhouse Ride, and Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. By Endeavor Farm, owned by Mark Sakalakis in Versailles, Kentucky. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, and once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us on a very special weekend on the calendar, Memorial Day weekend. And, folks, be sure to come out to Santa Anita tomorrow, Memorial Day itself. It is Dollar Day, so you're going to have dollar beers, dollar sodas, $2 hot dogs, and I'll tell you what, some great racing, an 11-race card tomorrow, and it'll end up with a heck of a crescendo. The 9th, 10th, and 11th are the Grade 1 Gamely, the Grade 2 Hollywood Gold Cup, and the Grade 1 Shoemaker Mile on the grass. A great time to go racing at Santa Anita tomorrow, Memorial Day. Well, we had a big day of state-bred racing yesterday and a lot to talk about with a good friend, the voice of Santa Anita Park and Saratoga Racecourse, the one and only Frank Miramati. Hey, Frank, good morning. Great job yesterday.
Fun to celebrate those cowbreds. Those days are just absolutely phenomenal, and we've had some tremendous performances. Really a lot of fun.
No doubt about it. Frank, a lot to look forward to. I want to get to this right away because, to me, this is huge, man. For a guy who knows your personal journey, having met you in the early 1990s at Hollywood Park, you were a fan, a young guy badgering the marketing department, trying to get a resume tape listened to by people. You finally got it to R.D. Hubbard. He said, well, let's give this kid a shot. And you have made the most of it. I mean, your journey has been a circuitous one, but you've now reached the pinnacle, man. I mean, you're the voice of Santa Anita, effective last summer, the voice of Saratoga Racecourse. And that's where I'm going because that's where you're going a week from Saturday. Frank Miramati is going to be the voice of the third and final jewel in the Triple Crown, the Belmont Stakes, on Saturday, June 8th at Saratoga Racecourse. Frank, I know you're elated.
I'm very excited. I'm very grateful. There have been a lot of people that have come through for me over the years, and I'm very, very thankful for the opportunity, and this is something I never even dreamt about. So, you know, obviously Santa Anita is my favorite place on earth, and I've always dreamt of, one day being there after Trevor Demon retired, and that worked out in a very strange manner, but it ended up happening, and sometimes you just can't fight the way destiny is going to be, and I'm very excited about everything. And this opportunity is phenomenal, and I'm just over the moon about it, and it's just it's an American classic. And, you know, let me make sure that I thank my management team at Santa Anita because, I'm going to miss a weekend here. But they're allowing me this opportunity. They understand how much this means to me, and it's very cool of them to let me go and do that. And it's going to be a great weekend of racing there, no question.
It is, and this Belmont, for a lot of reasons, man. I mean, for without a Triple Crown at stake, Frank, I said it earlier in hour one, I can't remember a Belmont that I've looked forward to as much as this one. I really can't. This has got something. You got a bunch of horses in great form. Horses that are coming out of the Derby, like Sierra Leone, who's going to get a new rider in Flavion Pratt. Mystic Dan hasn't done a thing wrong. The Derby winner, second in the Preakness. Muth for Bob Baffert's going to be there. Your man, Dwayne Lucas, will be center stage with Seize the Gray, upset winner of the Preakness. It's going to be running a mile and a quarter. I know you're looking forward to it.
Oh, man, it's going to be an amazing race. And, you know, for Dwayne Lucas, he's my favorite trainer of all time. He always has been. And just, you know, before I ever even called a race, I had a friend, and still do, named Garth Franklin, and he worked for a gentleman named Jerry Cole. They worked for the Lakers and doing a lot of TV stuff for them. And one day I was talking to Garth, and he said, this is like the year that Arazi was going to run in the Kentucky Derby. So it was after his Breeders' Cup Juvenile. And it was before I had ever called a race. And he said to me, oh, I got to go to Santa Anita next week because, you know, as a racing fan, I got to, you know, do this Sports Channel show. I go, really? That sounds like fun. And he was telling me what he's going to do. He's got to enter. Are you going to go in the jockey's room and all that? He said, yeah. And I wish I was coming. He said, well, why don't you just be my associate producer? I said, get out of here. So he made me a phantom associate producer for that show, and I certainly helped. But that was an experience that really started the whole road to me becoming a track announcer because I got to go out there. I got to go in the jockey room. I remember meeting the people. And then when we went around the barns, you know, there were a lot of media there because there were some big races coming up. It was the three-year-old series at Santa Anita. And he let me do the interviews, and people would be looking like, who the hell is this guy? And so I had no media experience, but I had knowledge of the game, and I remember interviewing Dwayne Lucas. And there were a lot of people there with tape recorders. A lot of the media were there.
and I interviewed him, and he was running two horses at the time. He was running Hickman Creek and Al Sabine. And it was an amazing interview because during the first interview with him, the first part of it, he kind of stumbled over a couple of words because I just tell us about Al Sabine and put the microphone in his face because I knew all his quotes and the way he did things. And then he stumbled, and then he looked at me and said, I thought you were going to ask me some questions. And I said, well, I just figured I'd, you know, give you the name of the horse. He said, why don't you ask me some questions, and I'll give you some answers. And I got really tense in there. And then I went into this whole thing with him about Hickman Creek and Al Sabine and got some amazing quotes out of him. And at the end of it, I asked him about Araj. He said, wow, the Araj thing is interesting. He's out there. He's training on the wrong surface, on the wrong continent. And he says, I heard that in Vegas that 60% of the future book money is on Arazi, and I got to believe the casinos are going to clean up big. And the producers looked at me like, oh, my God, what a quote. And so that was the out quote for the whole show. And so, you know, D-Wayne means so much to me, and I've talked to him about that in subsequent conversations. He's been very kind to me. When I was at Oakland, we had about a half an hour discussion one day just about everything, about Farm Away, how he got Farm Away. And so to be able to call a race of this magnitude with Lucas in it, it just has that much more special meaning to me.
Yeah.
And it takes me back to the beginning because it was during that time that I made a tape for Trevor imitating his voice in the Santa Anita TV department. Those guys let me dub over the old Spectacular Bid performance world record, and I called that as Trevor and sent it to him.
Yeah.
And that really started the ball rolling. So, I mean, that it all just comes together, and it means so much to me. So this Belmont with Lucas in it and all those other guys, it's as good as it gets.
Frank, you've badgered your way to the top. Let's face it. I mean,
the marketing department at Hollywood Park is definitely very sick of me. Every time I listen to your show, I love the Harry Henson race calls because it brings me back to the beginning of going to the track with my dad. We were always there.
Me too.
Before post.
Yeah.
We got to hear the changes twice and his distinct voice. And
yep.
I'm very sad that I never met Harry Henson, but my first race call was in the booth with Gary Henson. And
yeah.
So that is obviously something that's
at Hollywood.
Very, very, very warming in my heart. Of
Frank,
course, yeah, Gary was a great guy.
I can't miss this opportunity, and you and I have talked about it ad nauseum, the importance of audio-visual at the racetrack. It's like advertising. It stays with you. It is important that you get that right. Now, listen, let's get back to Saratoga. How many days are you there for, the full 4 days or just Saturday, Sunday?
I'm there for the 4 days.
Okay.
And, so,
well, then who's pinch hitting for you at Santa Anita?
Well, I hope it's Alan Buckdahl. It looks that way.
Okay. And he does a great job. What a great guy.
That's unbelievable. That guy, and when you see Alan, man, you talk about a guy who has not aged. It's unbelievable. It looks like you're back in 83. It's really classic, man. The guy is just absolutely ageless, and he calls races as well, if not better, than he ever did. Just Mr. Consistency, a gentleman who's a Night at the Races show I loved, and a true fan of the game. And let me say this, if I may. Alan has turned into a very good friend of mine, and he's been very helpful to me with actually pointing out things in my work that can, you know, use some tweaking. And when you have someone that you can trust,
there you go,
that can tell you things, it's really important. And he has come, and I'm so happy that he wasn't shy to share some things with me about mechanics that I've certainly tried to adjust. You know, it's important because when we do our work as race callers, you don't hear some of the things you might do repetitively or that you might do that's, you know, a filler word that's just too much and it's annoying to the listener. You may not realize it, and I certainly didn't on a couple of cases, and Alan was fantastic in telling me how to clean those things up.
Frank, he's got credibility with you, and that's so important because you can't listen to everybody or you're a dog chasing his tail. You know that.
Great guy.
I'm looking forward to it.
This guy loves the game, and he's been very successful outside of the game in his life. So
in real estate.
Yeah, it's like a field trip for him. Yeah, it's a field trip for him to, and the fact that he can do this. You know, he's coming up on his 50-year anniversary of his first race call, which was the ninth race at Oak Tree. 50 years ago, October. So the guy's an absolute race calling icon and a big part of Santa Anita's history. I really enjoyed him a lot.
He's a class act. I saw him. We had a really nice talk at Jerry Ananucci's memorial at the track. You know, we did it in the Turf Club director's room. And Alan, just a consummate professional. I mean, if you look that up in the dictionary, that's Alan. I'm looking forward to him coming in. He'll do a great job. Frank, unfortunately, our time is short. A great day of state bred racing yesterday. looking ahead, I mean, today the three stakes, Adder Manor is seeking to become the first repeat winner in the Santa Margarita since Ron McAnally's Bayakoa did it back in 1989 and 90, and Bob Baffert going for his fourth win in the race. I was interested. I knew McAnally won it a bunch of times. He's won the Santa Margarita six times over the years, but guess what? So is John Sheriff's. Neither one of them have a horse in today, but it's a horse steeped in history. It was a grade one forever. Now it's a grade two, like the Hollywood Gold Cup. I know you're looking forward to these races, and if you can, touch upon tomorrow, the grade one Gamely, the Hollywood Gold Cup, the 10th, and then the 11th and final tomorrow, the Shoemaker Mile. It's going to be a great 2 days of racing, Frank.
The Shoemaker Mile is definitely the highlight of the weekend. What an absolutely great race.
Amazing.
I'm really looking forward to seeing Johannes in that race, because I just think he is a potential superstar, and he's going to get the biggest test of his life tomorrow, because he's got a couple of serious competitors in that race. But Tim Yakin has done a great job with him. His last race, his comeback win, was nothing short of phenomenal, and I just think he has that kind of talent that could take him to a Breeders' Cup Mile type of performance. But we'll find out more tomorrow with him. So that's the horse I'm really looking forward to most, to find out what he's made of, because he has shown some immense talent. He's overcome some situations in some races, and he certainly came back razor sharp. We'll see if he can handle the big boys tomorrow.
Now, Frank, as you know, to quote Dwayne Lucas, in terms of best bets, he would leave that to the people with the pens and pencils and paper.
Yeah, love that. He's, yes.
But if you don't mind, could you kind of channel Dwayne and give us a best bet for radio today?
Well, I think that today we're going to go to the sixth race, and you talk about what you need in this game. In addition to the performance and the pedigree, you need a good little bit of racing luck. And one of the unluckiest horses we've seen in some time is in race six, and that's the one Legislator. Now, this horse should be a stakes winner. He was disqualified when Much the Best at Del Mar. And let me tell you this, if I was in the steward stand, I would have disqualified him too. I mean, he went into a bumper car mode, and his backers took a beating at 10-1 when he was put down. And then he lost another race by a nose when Pratt put Rosario right to sleep by saving ground at Del Mar. But he got the money last time at 7-1, and he's stretching out to a mile. And I've always said that this 6.5, I'm quoting Gary Stevens, a guy who I literally abused, because we needed the better performances from Gary than we got, even though we were very successful together. Gary always said that the 6.5 down the hill and the mile is the same race. So I got to believe Legislator 3-1 will be double tough.
Frank, you're a treasure, man. Great job. Appreciate it. So happy for you. You're going to be the voice of the Triple Crown. Now, do you know yet, will you be calling the race on NBC?
The race is actually on Fox Sports. So,
Fox Sports, that's right.
Yeah. It's on Fox. Fox is taking over the Belmont. They do a lot of stuff with New York. So very excited about that whole situation.
Awesome.
And once again, got to thank my management team at Santa Anita for allowing me to have that weekend off. That's a huge move and deeply appreciated.
Frank, you're going to be on the big stage. That is incredible. Frank Miramati, the voice of Santa Anita and the Belmont Stakes at Saratoga. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my friend.
You bet. Frank Miramati with us from the Great Race Place. And now we go, as we always do around about this time, private clocker Andy Harrington on behalf of NationalTurf.com. Andy, good morning. A lot of people leaning on National Turf today with all these maiden races.
Yeah, we've got two baby races. We've got a maiden race later on, two maiden races later on for older horses. Tomorrow there's a maiden races too, including the John Sadler half to Flight Line. Eagle's Flight is running tomorrow, as pretty much everybody knows, I think.
Well, that is a lot to look forward to put it mildly, yeah. And John alluded to that yesterday, I think, in one of the interviews he was doing, so... Wow, that's an added incentive to make it out tomorrow. Anyway, Andy, is there a maiden race you want to go with for radio, or you tell me?
I laughingly call this my strength, these baby races, so let's take a shot. Let's go to the middle of the card, to the fifth race. These are two-year-olds, fillies, and the horse in here that I like, it's a decent price in here, the two, Pavel Zatois, who is out of the Antonio Garcia barn. Mario's been up on the horse, as he is for almost all the Redham get, so
right.
He's worked this all the way along. It's very professional. it beat a horse that's on the Alsos in this. Oh, and Alsos in one of the other races. But he did it like a horse that knew what she was doing. So it's got some speed. It's got a nice kick. So I went in this fifth race with number two, Pavel Zatois.
Okay, great. And as you're talking, I'm looking at the overnight for tomorrow. The eighth race, you mentioned a half to Flight Line, Eagles Flight. Flavion Pratt in town to ride for John Sadler. I don't have the morning line on the horse. Have you seen it?
I have not seen the morning line either.
Yeah.
So no. But my guess is it will be 5-2, 2-1, something like that. There's a couple Bob Baffert horses. It's a solid race, but this horse, Eagles Flight, has trained fantastic the last, month and a half out here. It's not super fast early is the only thing about first time out. It will definitely go long, and it will be much, much better going long. It can win tomorrow. It doesn't have to. It is down in the two hole in a biggish field. And it, like I said, the first few strides aren't rocket ship fast on the horse. So it'll have to come around horses a little bit, is my guess. But it's got a world of talent, and every drill has gotten better. So I think it'll give a very good account of itself. So it'll be fun to watch. And again, once they send that horse two turns, I think it's going to be lights out.
Okay, that's tomorrow's eighth race, number two, Eagles Flight, a half to the superstar undefeated champion Flight Line. For today, Andy Harrington says number two, Pavel's Etoile, number two in race five. A quick word about national turf and what you bring there, Andy.
Like all these first-time starters, I'll have all the important drills, especially the gate drills, give some letter grades and try to separate the wheat from the chaff, so to speak. So just go to nationalturf.com and you get the whole card every racing day.
Andy, always a pleasure. Have a great weekend.
Sweet. Thanks, Mike.
All right, before we break, folks, I just made kind of an executive decision in my mind. I was going to do some barbecue in the day. You know, I really don't feel like going to the hassle. I'm heading over to Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne on my way back from the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona. Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza, it's at the southwest corner of Foothill and D Street, just behind In-N-Out Burger, right next to Stater Brothers. And they have got some tremendous pizza there at prices you're never going to beat. In addition to pizza, they've got hot wings, and they've got hot and ready stuff, Italian cheese bread, and much, much more. That's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. As Doug often says, save a taco, eat a pizza. And right now we're going to take a timeout. Coming back very strong indeed with Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com and then Bob Mazursky in the next segment. And, of course, Toby Callett from South Florida, Jonathan Hardoon take two to finish things up near the top of the hour. This is Thoroughbred Los Angeles on the home of the Angels and the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience.
For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Great to have you back. Hour two, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Folks, we've been talking about what a tremendous day lies ahead tomorrow, Memorial Day, at Santa Anita. An 11-race card. It ends in a crescendo with the Gamely, the Hollywood Gold Cup, and the Shoemaker Mile. Big-time jocks back in town. How about this? These four guys all ride these three stakes. They being Frankie Dettori, Juan Hernandez, Kazushi Kimura back in from Woodbine, Flavion Pratt, along with Antonio Fresu, Umberto Rispoli, Edwin Maldonado, on and on. This is what people came to Santa Anita over these many decades for. The best racing, the best riders, the best trainers. This is what it's all about. Sure hoping you'll come on out and enjoy it this Memorial Day weekend at the Great Race Place. And listen, if you got trouble on the home front with the plumbing, I just have one place you need to go to, and that's WesternRooter.com. Family-owned for more than four decades by good friends of mine, Mike Glenn, along with Larry and John Botala. Go to their website. You'll see they've got over 400 five-star reviews. What more do you need to know? Get Western Rooter engaged. Mention Thoroughbred Los Angeles. They're going to knock 10% off your total invoice. You can give them a call 24-7 at 626-448-6455. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Let's get up to Las Vegas. Say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. You know, a lot of people kind of complain about the lack of direct sun. I've been loving it. I guess finally the marine layer is going to be dissipating beginning today and then into next week, but it's been unseasonably cool down there, down here. Has it been a little windy up there in Vegas, Bruce?
Yeah, it's been about normal. We're now starting to get into the 90s. I think by the maybe by Friday we'll be at 100 degrees. It's been manageable, but you were talking about overcast and June gloom. I know nothing about it living in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as the marine layer here.
No. Not a little bit. That's why guys like you and your wife, you get down to Del Mar every summer. You got to do it.
Yeah, you do. You got to get out of this dry climate after a while, all the dust and the wind and everything else. And yeah, I enjoy it, put it that way, when I get to come down.
Bruce, late start again today for Golden Gate, and people say, why? Well, we got to make sure we sync up with these golden hour right. bets between the North and the South. 2:15 first post time today at Golden Gate Fields, and they've got an 8-race card today. Any strong thoughts for radio?
Yeah, I think the best betting race might be the 7th race, Mike. These are 20,000 claimers on the grass course going a mile. First off, I think there's going to be a pretty lively tempo. There's a couple of front runners for sure, long shots, Magic Chrome and Oh Great. They only know to go to the lead. Even the favorite, who comes off a 9-month layoff, Night Proof, who is definitely the horse to beat, at times shows speed also. I think this race could set up nicely for upstart Yankee, who's beaten a nose under identical conditions, but the winner, Cardiff Crack, got to lay up close to very slow fractions, and I think that was the deal-breaker for upstart Yankee. He was only beaten a nose in that race and really was game in defeat. He'll get a better pace to run at. He's got the all-important race over the track. So in race 7, we'll go for the 3 upstart Yankee listed at 6-1 on the morning line.
Okay, and post time for race 7 at Golden Gate at a mile on the grass, 5:33 Pacific. Terrific 10-race card today. Bruce here at Santa Anita. Have you been burning the videotape?
Oh, for sure. This is a good card. I'm watching a lot of XBTV, a great service from Santa Anita, and a lot of videotapes. And a really nice mixture. I like these two-year-old races. They're kind of fun this time of year. I'm going to look at the first race, Mike, though. These are older claimers going $25,000 on the grass. And I want to give the 4 Time to Party another chance sprinting. Now, he tried sprinting 2 races ago, and it was against a better field, the likes of Sharpe's Attack. It was a non-winner's 2 allowance, considerably better than this field. Last time out, he switched back to a mile, and I love this move. He made kind of a mid-race move into a fast tempo. He was a factor till maybe just inside the 8th ball, and then he kind of emptied out. I think this is what the doctor ordered, a shorter distance, questionable speed types in this race to set it up. I think he might have the stamina coming off that mile race to outlast these. So in race 1, I'm going with the 4 Time to Party with the long shot rider Armando Iluso at 6-1 on the morning line.
Okay, Time to Party, the 4 trained by Kelly Bainham, and of course first post time 1:00 today and tomorrow. Time to Party last started April 5th at Santa Anita. Bruce, the Belmont, now less than 2 weeks away. Talk about the website, Bet on Bruce, and what you're going to be offering as we look ahead now toward the month of June.
Yeah, we'll be covering all those dates at Saratoga for sure, a great like racing festival. So we'll have total coverage of that. Obviously, today we have the full card at Santa Anita's late races from Aqueduct. Mike, there's another horse in the Belmont to take a look at. I'm not sure. Pletcher's got a lightly raced horse called Mindframe, who has been a monster in 2 starts. He's a potential runner also. I believe he's also owned in part by Rapoli, Mike Rapoli. So, and now that you mentioned that Muth is in the race, I'm with you on this one. I think this is the best race of the 3. It's not 20 horses deep. You already know these horses quite well. Some great new shooters coming in. It should be, let's keep our fingers crossed with the weather, but it should be a phenomenal race in a mile and a quarter.
I agree, and I really mean them. Usually the Belmont needs that Triple Crown prospect as the hook, you know, for attendance, for ratings, everything else. There is real serious hype with this race without the prospect of a Triple Crown winner, and a lot of factors. One of them is a mile and a quarter. I think that's helping the field, and
for sure.
I think the betting's going to be off the chart, Bruce.
Yeah, I think some horses like Mystic Dan, maybe even Muth, some others, they may not have entered if it was a mile and a half at Belmont Park, right?
Right.
But it's kind of in their wheelhouse. They've been the mile and a quarter already. And, yeah, I think it's going to be – this might be the best indication, really, of who is the best three-year-old going forward.
Looking forward to it very much so. Bet on Bruce. Give us one more thumbnail on what's there for today, Bruce.
full card analysis on a challenging, real nice betting card at Santa Anita with late races from Aqueduct. We have best bets at Santa Anita and mainly late races for you Golden Hour players today at Golden Gate.
Terrific. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
All right, before we go to Bob Mazursky, a quick word. Mention the Derby Room. You can quite often find Bob Ike out there. I'll tell you what, they do a great job. They have enough clerks on the busy days, a ton of self-serve machines, just a great presentation audio-visual-wise. They've got a tight food and beverage presentation, reasonable pricing, and it's always free to park, free admission at the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Give them a look. Tell them you heard about it right here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. All right, let's go to the phones and say hello to Bob Mazursky. You can catch his full graded handicap in all the Southern California News Group papers each and every racing day here in Southern California. Hey, Bob, good morning. How are you?
Good, Mike. How you doing?
Good. I want to once again give a tip of the cap to Kevin Modesti. He didn't get that much space, but he was out to cover yesterday's Gold Rush Day at Santa Anita. Great job. And, you know, he had an advanced feature in his column on Friday on a good friend of mine, Steve Specht, and he kind of tied in the fact that, I mean, the earth is shifting here in California. June 9th is going to be the final day at Golden Gate Fields. I think they opened in 1941. There's a lot of reasons for it, but he kind of tapped into the pulse of a guy who's a lifetime racetracker. He grew up with it. And he's been up in the Bay Area for more than 40 years now. So, you know, it's just Kevin does an absolutely unbelievable job. And we're very fortunate to have had him available off the bench with the very tragic passing of Art Wilson, Bob.
Yeah, no doubt. Kevin's been a very good rider for a very, very long time. And you're right. It was fortunate for the Southern California News Group that he was available to step in after Art passed away.
And we're fortunate to have your graded handicap along with your morning line. By the way, Jeff Siegel, an old friend of ours, he's going to be taking over for John White, who's hanging up the calculator, the pen, pencil, the midnight oil. I don't know how he's done it. Nobody in this game works harder at his craft than John White, but John's going to call it a career at the end of this Hollywood meet on June 18th. So looking forward to Scalp, as we've always known him. Jeff Siegel taking over. I know you agree, Bob. He'll do a great job.
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, Jeff's been involved in the game for a very long time, and yeah, he'll do a great job. John, of course, did a great job. And both at Santa Anita and Del Mar, I think he's the best morning line maker in the country.
I agree.
And, you know, we're going to miss him, but he's got a well-deserved retirement. We've known him for a long time. I remember when he was the chart caller for DPRF. That's the first time I knew him when he took over that job many, many years ago. So
likewise.
Good luck to John, and, you know, congrats on his retirement.
And, you know, John's been the line maker at Del Mar for quite a few years as well. We were talking last week. The amount of time involved, Bob, you know those two-year-old maiden races at Del Mar. You got full fields. I mean, you got pedigree. You, of course, have Baffert and everybody else. And he was, you know, just telling me about the amount of time involved. He and his wife, Tracy Gantz, they want to enjoy life while they can. They're going to be doing a lot of traveling. Of course, he's going up to Washington State to be inducted in their Washington Thoroughbred Hall of Fame the weekend of the Long Acres Mile there near the end of August. So congrats to John and his wife, Tracy, and along with that, looking forward to Jeff Siegel coming in the fall. All right, Bob, let's get right to it. Who's your best bet today on this 10-race card?
I'm going to go to the fourth race. I like number 5, Lahaina Flavor. I know the horse will handle the mile and an eighth. I think the race comes up well enough for him on pace, and Rispoli has been riding the grass horse as well as anybody. He's been absolutely on fire on the turf. And I know that that horse will get a good trip, and I think hopefully he can make the last run and get the job done. Number 5, Lahaina Flavor in race 4.
You know, you watch Rispoli, and he's easy to pick out on the grass, isn't he?
I mean, no doubt.
He rides with an energy, and he's usually loaded turning for home. And if he is, boy, you got him to beat.
No, absolutely, absolutely. Like, you watch that horse, Uncle Reg, in the final race on Friday. That horse never looked like a loser. You just tell that he had a ton of horse, and he was just waiting to angle him out, and then the horse just exploded once he got him in the clear.
Yeah. Anyway, Bob says let's go ahead and cash with Umberto Rispoli, Paddy Gallagher, and number 5, Lahaina Flavor in today's fourth race at Santa Anita. Bob, thanks much. Have a great Memorial weekend. Best to Amy.
Thank you so much, Mike. You too. Take care.
All right. We'll hit this break running and come out of it running. Final segment coming up, Thoroughbred Los Angeles on a Memorial Day weekend. We got Toby Callett from South Florida and Take Two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets. Stay with us.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, Memorial Day weekend is in full flight. Today's feature race is the $200,000 Santa Margarita Stakes. And tomorrow, we will have three big graded stakes races. The Hollywood Gold Cup, the Grade 1 Gamely Stakes, and the Grade 1 Shoemaker Mile. So many great events lined up, too. Today, we have the California Beer Festival and the fan favorite Corgi Nationals. Today and tomorrow, we will have our Smorgasbord Barbecue Invitational and our Memorial Weekend Carnival in the infield. Monday is a dollar day with dollar beers and sodas and $2 hot dogs. Plus, on Monday, we will have our annual poker charity tournament benefiting Folds of Honor, where you can play poker right alongside jockeys, trainers, and other racing celebrities. It's just a $300 entry fee, and 100% of that goes directly to the charity. You can get all the information on santanita.com or give me a call, George Ortuzar, in our marketing department. The top jockeys, the top trainers, world-class racing, and a great Memorial Day weekend are right here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing. Plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Trials to our first grade one futurity of the meet are set for Sunday, May 26th. It's trials night to the Ed Burke Million, led by impressive debut winner Norco, Wire Fraud, and Big Hurt, plus recent top winner Devil's Tower. California's top quarter horse juveniles will be in action on Ed Burke Trials Night. And our pick four pools continue to rise. The early pick four had a pool of over $213,000 on May 5th. And the late pick four pool was $191,000 on May 12th. Join us for live racing in the Vessels Club at Los Alamitos. Call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgart Sports Bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Great to have you with us again. My sincere thanks to Jake Rich, making things happen inside here at the Big A. Just got a text from our line maker, John White. He said, hey, Mike, Eagles Flight, first-time starter, half-brother to Flight Line in tomorrow's eighth race. Flavion Pratt aboard for John Sadler and Ronis Racing and Partners is the 2-1 morning line favorite in a field of 10, and this race written for maidens 3, 4, and 5 years of age. All right, let's get to the phones and get down to South Florida and say hello to Toby Khaled on behalf of TobyKhaled.com. Toby, good morning. Hope you're having a great Memorial Day weekend.
I am indeed, Mike. Hopefully you and yours as well. You guys are putting on a good show out there. That's certainly the case.
And one thing I haven't mentioned, the Corgi Nationals are today at Santa Anita. So you'll be able to catch that on the satellite signal as well. I know you're not out here in person, and I know talking to horse players, a lot of us are a little jaded, this and that. These things are just flat cute. They really are. And anybody who's around them and you watch all the interaction, you can't help but put a smile on your face. I really mean that, Toby.
I have a friend. It's funny you should say that. Just last night, I have a friend, a harness racing official, who is addicted to Facebook and the internet. I must have too much.
I feel sorry for him. Yeah,
exactly. And amidst these videos that I glanced at last night, taking a half a break from my work, there were these corgis, and they were skateboarding through a park. And it was absolutely hilarious. And, I mean, they were literally skateboarding. It was really, really funny. So maybe that's the next thing you guys can do is, aside from them, making the mad dash for the cash, you could have them skateboarding out there. There wouldn't be a person in the house that wouldn't find that entertaining and amusing.
Well, it's been a good many years, and I don't even know if his show's still on television, but we used to get Rob Dyrdek, Ridiculousness. I forget what network that was on, but he came out to the races several times, was involved with a group of people with trainer Pete Erton. So that might be something for him to consider. If that show's still in production, I'm sorry, I have to profess my ignorance. I do not know. Speaking of videos, have you seen that thing that's making its way around the internet of the dog? It's not a corgi, but he's watching a race on TV, and he's jumping up and down with his back to the camera. Have you seen that one, Toby?
I have not. No.
Okay, well, I think it's doctored, but I've had some family send it to me, and I don't want to be mean or anything. I just say, hey, that's great, but I think it's phony. But anyway,
you don't think it's legit?
No, I really don't.
You're putting up a foul claim. It's okay.
All right, let's get to it. You got 9 of them at Gulfstream Park today. What's going on?
Well, I like the 8th race going in, and A favorite for us on the radio was entered in the race, McKaylee, our $55 winner last month. Not only McKaylee, the three horse, but the two, Louis the Sun King, came out, and it's only a seven-horse field, and normally that would send me looking elsewhere. The only thing is my top choice in the race is number seven, Candy Maker. And Candy Maker was 15-1 on the morning line, easily the longest shot on the board. In his two races, after winning at a dime on the dollar in his career debut, he lost his next two races by a combined 59 lengths. That ended in November at Churchill Downs. Comes off a freshening from a small but a very capable trainer, Tim Hsu, up on the farm in Ocala. Gets Lasix, which looks to be what's necessary. Open outside post going six furlongs. Obvious favorite from the rail, number one big effect. And the six, Rookie, would be the two threats. So I'm going to make it 7-1-6 to get the six in today's eight with Candy Maker, the seven. Won't be 15-1, but will certainly be the longest price on the board in the race.
Wow. We'll make some news there if we get lucky. So give us the jingle, Toby.
I just gave you 7-1-6 to get to pick up the six.
Pick up all the sticks. There we go.
All the sticks.
Yeah. All right. Tell us about the website.
Website is all Gulfstream all the time, and we'll keep on keeping on. We've been doing quite well with the locals, as I said, for many, many years. If they run the races on the grass, and there's enough races between the turf and the real dirt, I have no complaints. This has always been a good circuit. A whole lot of what I own and possess comes from playing these races, so we're going to keep on keeping on, my friend.
Kurt Hoover calls it nuts and bolts. Meat and potatoes, there you go. Eighth race at Gulfstream. Eighth race at Gulfstream, number seven, Candy Maker. Post time for race eight at Gulf, 4:25 Eastern. Have a great weekend, Toby.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
You bet. Take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. Hey, John, I hope you heard Frank Miramati. He's going to be the voice of the Belmont a week from Saturday on Fox Sports. And I'm so, so happy for this guy. It adds to the race, certainly for me. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and so is everyone else in New York, Mike. And the best news is he's going to be here for all 4 days.
That's right.
Not just coming in and London and heading out. So we're going to be treated to 4 days of terrific race calling. You know, he's been a fan favorite. He's only been here one season. He chipped in part of the time in past years. But last year we had him a full time, and everybody loves him. And I think it's great. And he's a great ambassador for the game.
He's a genius. Have you ever seen him in person do his Rodney Dangerfield?
Yes, of course.
Oh, my God.
That's why last week I told you he should fill in for Lucas and do half the interviews.
Right.
No one would know the difference.
I don't know if I've ever told us. I was working Intertrack TV at Del Mar some years ago. And Frank was out. I said, hey, Frank. He says, can I get an outside liner? I go, yeah. He goes, you know the number of the Brigantine? That's the restaurant on the hill. He calls up there as Rodney, and he had this poor girl, the hostess. Oh, God. I mean, he kept it clean, but it was getting borderline. I mean, it was unbelievable. He just went right into it. You know, I mean, he's a genius. That's about all I can say. Yeah.
He was AI before AI was.
Thank
AI,
you.
So you got to be very careful with Frank.
Well,
he
very.
A lot of trouble.
Oh my God! Just ask Isaiah Thomas. He had some fun with him back when they were playing the Lakers. Anyways, how about a best bet today or tomorrow at Santa Anita?
No, I'm going to look at today, Mike, and I love the 10th race today, the Daytona Stakes, and I like the number four horse in here first piece. So this is a 4-year-old call. In the Mark Lathorn. He just never runs a bad race. He ran super last time out in defeat. Mike Smith aboard to ride. He's listed at 4-1 on the morning line. He's run down the hillside turf course. Again, never runs a bad race. 4-1 on the morning line, number four, first piece, wins today's 10th race out at Santa Anita. And by the way, Mike, that dog you see jumping up and down rooting,
yeah.
That brown poodle, I also thought it was fake. But I don't know. Maybe it isn't, but it's interesting to watch.
It is interesting. And, again, I've had it sent to me by some family. They sent it because they know I'm in racing. And I want to be polite, but a dog doesn't have the kind of movement with the hind legs that this dog has. The video has been altered. I don't know about the dog, but the video's been altered, John.
I agree, Mike, 100%.
Okay. All right, John says it's the 10th and final today at Santa Anita, the Grade 3 Daytona at about 6.5 furlongs down the hillside turf. First piece, number 4, 4-1, Mike Smith and Mark Glatt teaming up here. Post time for the 10th and final at Santa Anita. Unfortunately, I don't have it in front of me. But, John, tell us about J-O-N. Post time is 5:48 Pacific. Tell us about J-O-N-H-A-R-D-O-O-N.com.
Three best plays, $10. Full car, $25. Today we have Churchill, Santa Anita, and Aqueduct selections. By the way, Mike, Aqueduct will be closing after tomorrow until opening day at Saratoga Belmont. So they take about 10 days off, but we have other tracks. Just check the website.
Okay, sure will. John, thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a great day with the family tomorrow and today.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All right, thanks to all of our sponsors. Folks, thanks for you for tuning in. Without you, we wouldn't be here. A quick programming note, Angels Guardians at 107 here at the Big A. Angels pregame with Trent Rush. That kicks off at 12 noon. For everybody involved, I'm Mike Willman. So long. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you at the races.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice-cold beer 7 days a week.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 3 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
I'm Doug Brown. After winning the first two games of the Western Conference Finals on the road, the Dallas Mavericks come home to play the Timberwolves in Game 3 tonight. How can Minnesota dig itself out of this mess? Head coach Chris Finch.
We're building leads. Our offense is letting us down in key moments with turnovers.